His head came out of the sand. His eyes were as big as pies, and his teeth were chattering.
Is it safe?
I can't guarantee that it's safe to do anything, son, but we need to get out of here real fast before that mother hog decides to come after us.
Oh my gosh! What about my bad leg?
Bring it. I have a feeling you'll need it before we get out of this deal. And with that, we went to full flames on all engines and went roaring up the sand draw, crashing through sagebrush and plum thickets and bending huge trees in the wake of our jet engines. Boy, you should have seen us. No dogs in recent history had ever made such an amazing escape from danger. Oh, and you might be interested to know that Drover ran just as fastly as I did. There was no trace of a limp on his so-called bad leg. Are you shocked? Not me. See, sometimes I think that leg of his is just... Oh well, we made our escape. That was the important thing. We must have run, half a mile before we dared to stop and catch our breath. Nice work, son, but that was a little too close for comfort. The little mutt rolled his eyes around.
Yeah, but don't you think we should have run south instead of north? Now we're farther away from Billy's house than ever.
I ran my gaze around the immediate vicinity. He had a point. Drover, every once in a while you come up with a good idea. I just wish you would speak up sooner.
Well,
never mind. It won't matter. We'll find our way back in due time. The important thing is that we've escaped the wild hog.
You don't think she'll follow our scent?
Scent? Drover, it's common knowledge that hogs never follow a scent. Do you know why? Hogs smell so bad they can't smell.
Yeah, and they can't count past five either.
What? I wish you wouldn't mutter. What? There you go again. If you have something to say, step up to the plate and pick up the fork and speak your mind.
Yeah, but that wasn't me.
Of course it was you. Who else? My eyes popped wide open. I swallowed a lump in my throat.
Boop.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it.
And it wasn't you? Are you sure? Hey, listen, if it was you, just say so and forget what I said about muttering.
It wasn't me. And you know what I think?
You think that maybe pigs have a better sense of smell than you thought, right? I'm beginning to have that same feeling, Drover, and furthermore... The sound was coming from a spot down the sand draw, and it was getting closer.
Boop.
Drover, the pieces of the puzzle are falling into pieces. We need to move our camp and get the heck out of here because, you see, the sounds we are hearing might very well be coming from... He was already gone, streaking north up the draw. I had to run hard to catch up with him. Drover, I didn't give the command to leave, and I noticed that your leg is doing much better.
Yeah, even a blind hog can cure a limp.
What? Come back on that, son. It didn't make much, huh? You won't believe this. I could hardly believe it myself. It was a stroke of incredible bad luck. See, at that very moment, when it appeared that we had made our escape from the crazed mother hog, I looked up ahead and saw... Oh, no. It was the Coyote Brotherhood. Rip and Snort, the Cannibal Brothers. Sitting out in the middle of the sand draw. Pretty scary, huh? You bet it was. I mean, if a guy was alone in a big pasture miles away from the nearest outpost of civilization, the last thing he'd want to see. We came to a screeching halt and managed to get things shut down. The brothers hadn't seen or heard us, which was good. What wasn't so good was that somewhere down the sand draw, a relentless, indestructible wild hog was following our scent. Within minutes, she would find us. I turned to my assistant. Drover, I don't want to alarm you, but our situation seems to be getting worse by the minute.
Yeah, I was afraid of that. I want to go home!
Great idea, Drover. Why don't you do that? Head for the house, and maybe that wild hog will help you find the way.
Help, murder! Mayday! Oh, my leg!
He was worthless. I tore my attention away from Mr. Moan and Groan and peered through some bushes that stood between us and the Coyote Brothers. It was then that I noticed...
Holy smokes, Drover. You see what I see?
No! All at once, everything's dark. I think I fainted. Help!
I glanced back at him and saw that he was lying on the ground with his paws over his eyes. Get up, Drover, and pay attention. Do you see who's with the Coyotes? It's Plato. And unless I'm badly mistaken, he's teaching them how to hunt quail.
Runt, runt.
My ears flew up. Mother Hog was getting closer. Drover, if you had a choice between being torn to shreds by a herd of wild hogs or being eaten by cannibals, which would you choose?
Is there a third choice?
I'm afraid not. No, it appears... Wait a minute. Hold everything. Why shouldn't there be a third choice? Why should we be limited to two choices, both equally bad? Recent studies show that there are 147 choices in this world, and yes, Drover, let's choose number 3. There was a moment of silence.
Okay, but what is it?
Well, I was hoping you might have something in mind. Something, anything. Hurry, Drover. I hate to rush you, but those hogs... I could see them now, coming up the draw with their snouts to the ground. Okay, Drover, we're about to take some drastic action. I don't know what it'll be, but stick with me and follow my lead. I took a big gulp of air, rose to an upright position, smeared a calm smile across my mouth, and marched right into the middle of the Coyote Brotherhood. Rip and Snort were sitting near a wild plum bush, staring with expressionless yellow eyes at Plato, who was demonstrating the proper techniques for hunting quail.
Okay, fellas, the next thing on the list is the sniffing position. Very important, very important. I can't emphasize that enough. Technique is everything. Here, watch this.
He went into his hunting stance.
You see, throw that tail out, stiff and straight. Stretch out the body like this, and then drop the nose to a point just inches above the ground. Try it, fellas.
The brothers grumbled and exchanged whispers, but then pushed themselves up and went into their sniffing positions. Plato watched them, shaking his head and rolling his eyes.
Okay, fellas, that's not bad for a first try, but we've got some room for improvement.
He walked over to Snort.
Bend those front legs. What was your name again?
Name Snort.
Great. You've got to bend those front legs, Snort. Crouch. Get into position. That's better. And stiffen that tail. It needs to be as straight as a stick.
Snort not have stick tail like bird dog. Got fluffy tail.
Right, I understand, Snort. We all have our unique gifts, but the tail must be stiff. And get that nose down closer to the ground.
Plato pushed Snort's nose down and drove it into the sand. Snort's head shot up and his eyes were burning.
Bird dog not shove Snort nose into stupid sand.
Plato heaved a sigh.
Sorry, but listen, fellas. You wanted the quick course on birding, and we've got a lot of material to cover in a very short time. I'm on a tight schedule here, and I need to get back to the ranch.
Rip and Snort exchanged grins.
Ha ha ha! Bird dog got plenty time. Not need to get in big hurry up.
Plato's smile began to wilt.
Now, fellas, we've talked about this, and I made it perfectly clear that I had to. You're laughing. Did I say something funny? Fellas?
The brothers stood up and turned menacing eyes on Plato.
Fellas not give a hoot for perfectly clear. Fellas not give a hoot for bird finder stuff. Fellas thinking about eat teacher, ho ho.
Plato's eyes bugged out.
Now, wait just a darn... That was not in the bargain we made. We agreed I remember this very... You said...
He took a step backward.
Fellas, eating me was not part of our arrangement, and let me be very candid here. If I had known...
His words were drowned out by their laughter.
Ha ha! Bird dog pretty dumb for make deal with Rip and Snart. Bird dog pretty dumb for leave house and boom boom. And bird dog make snack for Rip and Snart. Ho ho!
Snack? Listen, fellas, I'm sure we can... This wasn't... You can't... Help!
Plato was so scared that he couldn't say another word. It was time for me to make my move, even though I still wasn't sure what it would be. I took a deep breath, put on my most confident air, and marched right into the middle of them.
Oh, Plato, there you are. Listen, bud, I don't suppose you've seen a couple of coyotes named Rip and Snort, have you? Big guys, dashing and handsome, very intelligent. We've got to find them right away. I've got some terrific news for them.
Plato stared at me with huge, disbelieving eyes. Then he made a grimace, jerked his gaze towards the brothers, and croaked,
"There! Help!"
I turned towards the coyotes and beamed them a smile.
"Oh, there you are. By George, I've been looking all over for you guys. Where have you been?"
Snort gave me a suspicious scowl.
"Been here. Been busy learning bird find. Been hungry and fixing to eat dummy bird dog. Oh, boy."
"Eat the bird dog? That's pretty crude, guys. I mean, the whole idea is to find quail."
"Quail bird too little and hard to catch. Always run and fly away. Bird dog easy to catch."
"Yeah, but he's too skinny. What you guys need to find is a covey of giant snout-nosed quail."
There you are, and now you know the plan I had hatched to get us out of there. Would it work? Would Rip and Snort fall for my trick? I held my breath and waited. You'll just have to do the same.
Or else you could keep on listening.